live from New York, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Damon Amendolara on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How we doing, everybody? Happy Tuesday to you. Damon Amendolara, DA with you. Usually I precede Jim Rome on many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations. Welcome inside the show. It should be a good one. If you're watching, you are locked into CBS Sports Network in sparkling high definition. So welcome aboard there as well. Lots of ways you can connect with the show. We got a really good show this morning. And now this afternoon, depending on what coast you are listening, where you are at in this great country of ours. Coming up in the third hour of the show. Actually, the second hour of the show. Former NBA champion with the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, B.J. Armstrong rode alongside the cavalry during the Chicago Bulls heyday of the 90s. Now that we are in the midst of a modern dynasty of the Golden State Warriors, and LeBron is incessantly compared to MJ, I would like to get B.J.'s take on the matters. He'll join us in the second hour of the show. Coming up, I don't know if you've seen the ticket sales in Russia for the World Cup, but do you think Americans realize we're not in it? That's coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Also next hour, the worm weeps. Why am I watching news, cable, television, and seeing Dennis Rodman crying last night? Can somebody tell me what is reality and what is fantasy these days? Also next hour, the Cowboys can't stop being the Cowboys. In the third hour, Mike Tyson v. 86-year-old Don King. Who do you like? And Ovechkin won't stop, can't stop, drinky drink. It's parade day in D.C. All of that coming up today on the show. And here's your phone number, clones, if you want to weigh in. The phone number here in our New York City studios is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can always get at me on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. I want to begin with the Golden State Warriors coming off of yet another championship. Of course, 3 in 4 years. And the whole bit is, when will this end? Look, unless you are a Warriors fan or a LeBron hater, this stinks. When you think about how our other major professional championships have been won recently, think about the drama of the Super Bowl the last couple of years. The Patriots coming back from down 28-3 to claim their fifth title. And then the Eagles with a backup quarterback slaying the dragon this past February. Think about the World Series. Not only did the Astros overcome 3-2 against the New York Yankees and win in Game 7, they went on to a dramatic win in the World Series over the LA Dodgers. First championship ever for the Stros. When you think about hockey, pucks, we never know how the puck will jump. As Romy always says, it's the best postseason we have. And this year delivered us a team that had never won a championship before, doing all the things the Capitals never do. And yet basketball is yawn, ho-hum, another championship for the Dubs. And when does it end? Unless you are a Golden State fan or a LeBron hater, you can't wait for Golden State to have some type of resistance. They've had one competitive playoff series in 2 years with Kevin Durant. 8 series, one of which were competitive. This year's Western Finals. So when their general manager, Bob Myers, says Kevin Durant's a free agent, and we will give him anything he wants, you can understand why. Durant could re-sign for as long as 4 years, $160 million. Myers said, quote, sometimes you don't negotiate. I'd love to have him for 10 years. Kevin, look what he did for us last year. He did us a great service. He's earned the right to sign wherever he wants and whatever deal he wants. I just want him to sign a deal. Here's where it gets really romantic. When I read this next passage to you, think of it as a 90s rom-com, perhaps starring Hugh Grant. I want him to be happy, and I want him to know that we want him as long as he wants to be here. He's earned that. Our goal is to try to keep this whole thing together, so that's the pieces of the puzzle we're going to find out. How about that? I want him to be happy. I want him to know that we want him as long as he wants us. Aw, shucks. I'm blushing, Bob. Look, if you're the Warriors, you do everything you can to keep this thing together. You do everything you can to not let it disintegrate, because right now it is a machine. A machine of machines. It's like if the Death Star built another Death Star. So, yeah, I've seen reports that the Warriors have been thinking about Anthony Davis. Oh, that would be even more fun for the NBA. How can we suck more joy out of the league? But I think that's only if they've got to get creative, because Klay Thompson, who will be a free agent a year from now, or Draymond Green, who will be a free agent 2 years from now, may have their eyes on money, dollar signs, greener pastures elsewhere, where they can be the main guy, the alpha dog. If you are Bob Myers and you are the Warriors, there is only one thing that you've got on your mind, whatever it costs. Because if you re-sign KD and you can get Klay and Draymond to buy in, and you are willing to pay luxury taxes, however you make that work financially, you do it. Because you might run 6, 7, 8 flags up there. You got 3 of them already. Who to say this is only not halfway through where we could be for the Warriors? So that's the right move, obviously, for Golden State. You convince KD and all these other guys, we need you. We love you. We want you to be happy, because if you keep this group together, it's going to take superpowers, Voltron-esque, to take them down. But I also wonder if when you get a guy like Bob Myers saying, I want you to be happy, KD, if he's not a little worried, Kevin Durant might start flirting with other teams. Here's why. Kevin Durant has already cemented his place in NBA history by having 2 NBA Finals MVPs and getting the 2 rings and showing what he can do in the NBA Finals when it matters most. We value hardware in modern-day American sports. You win the ring, that's the thing. KD's got that. But KD doesn't have the love. He doesn't have the full, unadulterated adoration of his home fan base like Steph does. He doesn't have the otherwise respect or cred of the outside community, because he gravy-trained on this team that had won a championship and 73 wins the year before he got there. If KD is looking around going, well, I got my rings, so I don't have to worry about that right now, but I still don't have the love, I could leave and go somewhere else and bring a championship to a franchise that hadn't had one, and then I'd have the rings from Golden State. I've already proven that, and I'd get the love. There could be, knowing how sensitive Kevin Durant is. Think about it. Kevin Durant has spent hours creating faulty, secondary, Twitter accounts who defend his honor. Kevin Durant cares what you think. Kevin Durant cares what people on the interwebs think of him. He cares. He spends nights battling people as egg avatars. I think the Warriors might be concerned that even if it's just a small part of him, 5, 10, 15% of him, would this offseason start looking elsewhere and say,
What would it be like if I went somewhere where I was loved?
Look, I think 90 to 95% of this is Kevin Durant knows he wants to come back. He's kind of already vocalized that already anyway. So there's no real risk there. But maybe there's just the slight, we want to make sure Kevin Durant feels loved because Kevin Durant needs to feel loved. Also, I think it's worthy to note that Kevin Durant is probably the most important player to Golden State's success. Because he's the best player they have. He's the most devastating scorer, one of the top 20 players arguably of all time already, probably soon to be there. He can score every boatload of ways. He makes it look incredibly effortless. He's long. He's lean. When he wants to commit defensively, he can. Kevin Durant is just a better basketball player than any of the other guys they have on that roster. He's just not as beloved. But I think if you're going to break the bank for anybody, right now it's Kevin Durant. As great as Steph Curry is, Steph can be a bystander sometimes when you're just watching KD go off. So it says a lot that Bob Myers is basically saying, we don't even want to negotiate. How much money do you want, Kevin? Here it is. Please stay with us. We love you. Do you love us? We love you. Do you love us? We love you. I mean, it's kind of pathetic, but it's understandable. The Warriors are so good. As long as they are willing to cut the check, they're a machine for the foreseeable future, and it will take other machines to be built to take them down. I know we all hope the Boston Celtics are that type of team. At least it would give us drama, even if they can't take down the Warriors. But I got to see it to believe it. I know we believe that if LeBron goes to L.A. with Paul George, or LeBron is added to Houston or Philadelphia, maybe they can be that team. But I got to see it to believe it. We all have these hopes and dreams that, don't worry, next year will be different. Yeah? Will it? If they get KD re-up, which they should, and this offseason they figure out a way to convince Klay and Draymond to re-up as well somehow, yeah, it's really going to be different? Is it really going to be different? Is it really going to be different? We all keep hoping, wanting, waiting. I hear this argument all the time. DA, just wait for the Celtics. Man, they couldn't come soon enough. I hope you're right. But I'm not wishing on something I haven't seen before. Here's your phone number, the New York City studios, 855-212-4227. If you've got thoughts on KD re-signing with the Warriors and what this offseason should look like for Golden State, 855-212-4CBS. Also on Twitter, get at me, DA on CBS. You can usually catch me preceding Jim on many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations. Hopefully you're also locked into the CBS Sports Network in sparkling HD on the TV today. We'll jump into your phone calls and your thoughts on this coming up next. Also, if you've seen how the tickets have been sold to the World Cup in Russia, you might think that we don't know we're not in this thing. Story coming up next. DA in for Jim here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's help elect Jim Rome to the National Radio Hall of Fame. We all know Romy is a Hall of Famer. Look, I've been in this game for nearly 20 years, and I've seen him come, I've seen him go. Romy has been doing this at the highest level for as long as anybody ever has done this at his level. The guy is a Hall of Famer. We got to make this thing happen. Teamwork makes the dream work. There are two easy ways to vote. Either cast your vote at radiovote.com. That's easy, radiovote.com. Or also text. Get out your phone. Dial short code 96000. Text the message 800. Dial short code 96000. Text the message 800. That'll vote for Jim Rome. Standard message and data rates may apply. Damon Amendolara, DA in for Jim today. Always a total thrill to fill in for Jim. I've been listening to this show for a long time. Certainly inspired me in many ways in my career. And Jim was kind enough to come on my show last week and discuss his Hall of Fame candidacy and what his impact in this game has been. And I just think it's so far-reaching. His footprint is so dramatic that this is just a no-brainer. He is a Hall of Famer. He belongs in that thing. Got to get him in. So you can hit us up, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter. You can get at me, DA on CBS. You can usually catch me preceding Jim on many of these same CBS Sports radio stations. You guys want to jump in on my Kevin Durant Warriors conversation, so we will do that in mere moments. But I do want to just put this thing out. FIFA has confirmed that as the World Cup kicks off in just a couple of days, at the end of this week on Friday, really Thursday is the true start, then Friday first full day, 2.4 million tickets have been sold for the World Cup in Russia. 871,000 of those, almost a million of the 2.4 mil tickets have been sold to fans who are in Russia. That makes sense. Guess who the second most popular country to purchase these tickets are? Can you say USA?
USA, USA, USA.
Which I love, makes my heart warm because I'm a big soccer fan. And so to know that we as Americans are going to be repping hard in Russia, the second most populated country to be represented there right now will be us. Behind us, Colombia, Mexico, Argentina, Peru, all countries that have also sold a ton of tickets. Germany, China, Australia, also in the top 10. In fact, it goes Russia 1, US 2, Colombia 3, Germany 4, Mexico 5. We're doing something right. Except there's one concern I have. I know that soccer has its own place in the hierarchy of sports here in the States. I realize not everybody is on board. I think we're getting better as a country, but not completely there. So I wonder one thing as a realist. Do those people know we're not in the World Cup? Did all 88,000 people that have bought tickets from the U.S. go to Russia and realize we're not playing there? Because, you know, once we're not playing, we kind of just get shoved to the wayside. We don't care about events of the Olympics that we're not really good at. We don't care about international competitions that we don't dominate. There's got to be a few people that bought tickets, went out to Russia, and then were like, all right, so when do we play? Who do we play? Who do we got? And somebody said, I hate to break it to you. Guy dressed up as Uncle Sam. Guy dressed up as the Eagle. Guy's dressed up as... Yeah, you're not in it. Oh. Oh. Huh. That's a bummer. In fact, this is a great World Cup because no U.S., no Italy, no Netherlands. People are like, so this is like the NIT World Cup, right? Not quite. Not quite. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. Eric has hit us up. He's in Green Bay. What's going on, Eric?
Too much. What's up, DA?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the Warriors talk.
Yeah.
First of all, I was born and raised in Oakland, so I'm a Warriors fan. And them being this team right now would be, in effect, the San Diego Padres all of a sudden turning into the Yankees.
If the San Diego Padres had sold out every game when they were in last place. But that's the thing. You guys banged out Oracle even when you guys stunk, which is amazing.
Yeah, you know, and what's funny to me is listening to, there's a lot of talk nationwide about how boring it is that the Warriors are winning again. And it's like, listen, if it was the Yankees or the Lakers or the Patriots, nobody'd be bored. They'd be talking dynasty and all this stuff. So I think it's funny. I love the fact that the Dubs are killing everybody right now. I think the only drama really here is that the MVP voting committee for the finals messed up. I mean, Steph Curry should have been the MVP for this one, and then Curry would have got this one. Last year it was KD. I really don't think there's any drama. I think the Warriors should do what they can to keep this roster together. And I would love it if they rolled off another 3 or 4.
Well, of course, man. I don't blame you there. If you're a Warriors fan, this is the best thing ever. Boy, talk about first world problems, huh? You know, they should have given the NBA Finals to Steph Curry just to even things out a little bit. Those are nice problems to have. I disagree. And I'll tell you why. I disagree that if this was the Yankees or the Patriots or the Lakers, people would be into it. We don't mind teams that create dynasties. We mind when there's no drama en route to the dynasty. Look, Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, are where we set the bar for modern era. They got 6 titles. The Showtime Lakers had 5. The Shaq Kobe Lakers had 3. And now we got another 3. I know the Spurs are in there with 5, but it happened over a 15-year period. That Bulls team was pushed to 6 games multiple times in that run. Almost every year they were pushed to 6 games. And you had Jordan's farewell shot. You had Paxson's shot. You had Kerr's shot. You had one of the greatest NBA finals ever in 1993 between the Suns and the Bulls. You had year after year not only a very good NBA Finals that may not have gone to 7, but always had drama. You also had solid Eastern Conference playoffs where the Knicks or the Magic or the Pacers or the Pistons were challenging those Bulls. As great as Chicago was, it wasn't like they didn't get contested. Think about it. The Warriors with Kevin Durant have had 8 playoff series, one of which have been interesting. One. The problem is not that they're stacking championships. The problem is this is not fun. It's not competitive. It's not interesting. It'd be different if we've seen teams push the Warriors to the brink, where they are overcoming something like the Western Finals. It'd be different if it wasn't already a foregone conclusion that they were going to blow through the first 2 rounds. Last year didn't break a sweat in the Western Finals, and the NBA Finals have lost 1 game in 2 years. It'd be different, but it's not. That's why this is problematic, is that they took a great team already and then made it impenetrable. They took a great team that already could win a championship and made it no longer fun, no longer interesting. And if they keep it together, I don't see how that changes. And I think they're going to keep that thing together. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. In for Romy today. We'll come back with your thoughts, as we'll also talk to BJ Armstrong next hour, who was a member of those Bulls teams. He won 3 championships of that first 3-peat with the Bulls and also was a former Warrior. I'll ask him about kind of putting this thing into historical context. I also want to talk about LeBron's fate in all this and LeBron's path through this offseason coming up in a little bit as well. But when we return, we'll also talk a little football because the Patriots have dealt with Julian Edelman's PED suspension and Gronk trade rumors. How much to believe? We'll talk to my buddy Bart Scott. The Hood Champ coming up here on The Jungle. Damon Amendola, DA in for Jim, today here on CBS Sports Radio and simulcast on the CBS Sports Network. And Andrew Bogish has your headlines.
Live from New York, this is The Jim Rome Show with guest host Damon Amendola on CBS Sports Radio.
And tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, join the ladies of We Need to Talk as they bring you in-depth interviews and compelling conversations and everything that's happening in the world of sports, including an emotional return home for host Layla Ali as she honors her late father, legendary boxer Muhammad Ali, only on CBS Sports Network. DA in for Jim today. You can usually catch me preceding Jim here on many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations. And a jungle legend joins me right now in the New York City studios, a.k.a. the Hood Champ.
Turn me up.
Guy has had many a triumphant spot here inside the jungle. The great Bart Scott joining me here. My friend,
How you doing, bro?
I feel like the sidekick, man. Why are you standing and sitting up so high? Why you put me in the sippy cup? I feel like I need a sippy cup right here or something, man. I like when you get punished as an adult at the family barbecue. And they say, man, go sit over there with the kids so you get your butt kicked. Oh, I can't cuss on TV.
Look at this. If you're watching on TV right now on CBS Sports Network, you really do look like you're at the kids' table at Thanksgiving.
You just want to make yourself feel good, man. I understand. No. Building your confidence up. I get it. Get your swag right. All good.
So,
Sir Brother Noomsy finally gets a day off. I tell you what, Jerome always called him like he looks like he should be one of the DeBarge brothers. You know what I mean? Look, pretty Ricky. Look cute, but man.
You were just telling me that you think that there's no way Draymond Green should get any max contract. I was just talking about how the Warriors are going to do everything possible to keep this thing together for as long as possible, understandably. You think it'd be crazy for anybody to give Draymond major money?
You remember Tropical Thunder?
Yeah.
Right? You know.
Okay, what do you mean?
He has no self-awareness. If Draymond Green thinks that anybody's going to pay him $225 million for 10 points, 8 rebounds, and under 30% from the three-point line, his only value is there. You put Draymond Green, and I love Draymond Green. One of my proteges is one of his besties. He's out in Silicon Valley living it up.
Quote, I love Draymond Green, but you're killing him right now.
Because listen, bro, you can either take this extension or end up with less money. See, sometimes our agents get in our heads. And listen, okay, Clay, Durant, Curry. Level A.
Right.
Level B, you got Draymond, Iggy, then C, maybe Livingston, and then McGee and all the rest of the band.
So you can't put him in that.
He thinks he's Beyonce. You Michelle, man. Nobody even really, you know what I'm saying? Nobody really like you. They tolerate you there. You're Michelle. Not even Michelle. You're LaToya, man. You're the one that got cut. Don't be like LaToya and be the one that get cut from the group and be begging to come back.
So you're saying Draymond Green's not Michelle from Destiny's Child. He's just LaToya.
He gonna end up being LaToya if he don't get his mind right.
Okay.
Supermax for Draymond. So you can't pay Clay if you give him the Supermax. If Durant's turned down the Supermax, right? Durant's turned down. He's taking less.
I think Golden
State. Curry's getting the Supermax.
I think Golden State, he's already been paid. I think Golden State is just planning to pay everybody as much as they will accept and just pay the luxury tax.
Nah, man. Nah. Negative.
Scott joins us.
I'm sorry, is that politically correct?
Let's not use that phrase.
Okay. Well, this is just movie quotes, though.
Okay. So Bart Scott joins us.
I'm just quoting Tropical Thunder.
Bart Scott joins us here in studio.
Expression.
I wanted to talk to you about football anyway and the Patriots offseason. Julian Edelman gets popped on a 4-game suspension for PEDs, and he's working with Alex Guerrero, Brady's trainer, on the TB12 method. Do you smell something weird with Guerrero?
I can't believe that Bill spiked Edelman's drink. He was like, I need to see his control back.
That's right.
Hey, here you go, Edelman. Taste this. My wife made you some cake.
It's a real.
It's some good cake.
It's a Vladimir Putin move. I will poison
because
Julian Edelman to make sure that Alex Guerrero looks bad so I can get back control from the TB12 method.
Because did you see how Guerrero backpedaled? You know, these guys work with a lot of people now.
Exactly.
You know, they got.
I'm very disappointed.
right.
Very disappointed to see this.
Oh, man. He did not.
You're his trainer.
That diesel fuel. Everything we do here is holistic and natural. Everything is natural until you mix it and spice it.
So you're not buying it. You think that Alex Guerrero is doing funny business.
I mean, I think this is a point. This is a very pivotal point because if he gets caught, not only will he lose his current clients, but he's going to also damage his relationship with Brady because now Brady, this whole offseason was Brady established himself as a dominant figure there. That's why he didn't show up. You know, he had been a good soldier. I think now he's asking for more money, correct? I think because he's scheduled to make $15 million, which is
that hasn't been made public yet. But no doubt Brady feels like he's done everything right for the team and showed up and taken less money, and now he's not playing nice guy anymore.
Yeah, he went with Jim Gray and did all that. you know, I'm underappreciated, and, you know, so, you know, he knows he's on his way out, so now he's going to do this money grab. You know, Edelman, come on, man. I seen him with his shirt off. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen a white boy look like that.
Well, Edelman did do
that. That is not a like from not eating potatoes and stuff like that. That is not a lack of eggplants.
That he was in the body
that's
issue.
That's some Rocky Balboa stuff right there.
He didn't look like a Kent State quarterback. I'll tell you that.
Exactly. Exactly. Or maybe you know what I'm saying? You know, maybe that's how he stole Harvey's girlfriend.
How prevalent do you think the PEDs are in the NFL?
Yeah, I think they're pretty prevalent.
You know, played long enough to know.
I would say probably 60%.
60% of players are on something?
Something. They're trying to get it, whether it's diuretics or it's something.
How are they not getting popped if it's 60%? They know when the testing's coming?
No, nobody knows when it's testing, but, you know, they look. I think the NFL looks at people and they go after people who they think or they suspect. And if you're not suspected and you're a receiver, you know, unless you see the body issue, you're not suspecting Julian Edelman.
Well, I think that they really don't want to catch the superstars. I mean, we had the Ray Lewis deer antler situation.
Clay.
What was that? Clay Matthews?
No, Clay broke his nose or something, man.
Oh, okay. So you're, and then also you have the Peyton Manning thing, and he was kind
his
of lumped into that. Then you had, Tom Brady's playing until 41 with Alex Guerrero, who just had a client that got popped.
His wife was playing intramurals. That's what that was all about for Peyton.
Okay, so that's right. So I kind of feel like they don't want to go after the stars, but they make sure they make examples out of lesser guys.
But they got LeRon Landry.
That's what I mean.
You're 10. When he couldn't run anymore.
So you really think 60% of the NFL is doing something?
I would say do something. You know what I mean? I would say they're taking something. They're pushing the envelope. I would say that. You know, whether it's guys trying to get away with, you know, Adderall prescriptions. You know, back in the day, you know, right before I got out, it was Viagra.
I can't tell if that's a joke or not.
No, that's real. Because Viagra, listen, man, have you ever taken Viagra?
No.
Anybody back there ever taken Viagra?
Yeah, these guys are going to raise their hand. Yes, me!
It's okay, man. It's an experiment.
I've got erectile dysfunction.
No, you see, you don't have to have erectile dysfunction and want to be Superman for a night.
Okay, bye.
You know what I'm saying? Poke a hole through the wall, you know what I'm saying? Put, got that weight behind that thing. But anyway, what I'm saying is, guys were taking Viagra because it opens up the blood vessels.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, unless you, you know, switch hitting, I don't expect you to get aroused from Viagra on the field.
Right, okay.
I mean, so it opens up your blood vessel. Marathon runners do it too. Because it opens the blood vessels, get more oxygen so you don't fatigue as
fast. Did you ever take Viagra before playing a football game?
I took it once.
And how'd you play?
Don't know.
You couldn't remember?
I was on the down slope of my career anyway, so I had nothing to compare it to. But I went home and told my wife, woo!
Bart Scott joined.
Hot fire!
Bart Scott
joined. Don't worry, you get the feeling back in 2 to 3 days, baby.
Uh-huh. I feel like this is not the Bart Scott we saw in the NFL on CBS.
I was like Django Unchained there, man. They had me locked up, man. They didn't want to take the shackles off. We would have probably got – the ratings would have went up if they would have let this one out. You know what I'm saying?
So now we also have the story about Gronk demanding a trade. The Patriots say that never happened. We never had trade conversations. Do you think that they've had trade conversations about Gronk?
I mean, it seems about, of course. You know what I mean? They come on, man.
Feels
they logical. We were talking about a team that traded Lawyer Malloy, traded
Logan Mankins.
Yeah, Logan Mankins.
Randy Moss.
Richard Seymour. Like, come on, man. You think Gronk has had so many injuries, and the Patriots always try and get out right before
Jamie Collins
started. You started to he was naked. You can't trust a man that's dumb enough to go naked into the police station. You know, black people run from the police, and he ran to there like, I confess, I did it. What the hell is wrong?
That's a red flag.
You know how crazy you got to be to run to the police station and not be in your best behavior? You're lucky he had a shirt off. He got a gun!
Okay. So you think there's some logic behind the Gronk trade rumors?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to be listening for offers. I mean, because his trade value is still high. You know, when you think about, he's probably one of the most underpaid, you know, dominant players in the league. You know, I know Julio's trying to get, you know, trying to double down, but he's been paid.
Right.
You know, him and Aaron Donald's, you know, two of the most underpaid players in the league, and especially for what he means to that team and what he's been, you know, being homegrown, his ability to be a dual threat tight end. You know, absolutely, they've had those conversations because you want to get out because – I can only see Gronk maybe playing at a high level for the next 2 to 3 years. So.
Maybe not even. I mean, he's already talked about retirement. Right. He's already talked about maybe WWE, Hollywood. So yeah, his head's already wondering about post-playing.
And he told, who did he tell? Amendola, you got your walking papers.
Fun.
Yeah, go have fun. Go be you.
Live life.
Do you. Like, man, I told you, and people told act like I was crazy.
This is something
when
you
I
told
said
me.
Being up there is like being in prison. People hate it. And as soon as they let the first time, they're going to have a revolt, man. We're going to think it's a Shawshank Redemption. Guys are trying to break out of that thing. They have a losing season.
Attica. So, you know, you told me this for a long time. We've done the show together during football season the last couple of years. And you told me years ago, man, the Patriots win and so nothing ever comes out. But if they ever started losing, people would start chirping about how miserable they are.
And everybody looked at me like I was just a hater and I had sour grapes and all that stuff. No, I got inside information. You know what I mean? Times they've signed former teammates of mine. And like, bro, it's miserable up there. People hate it. But, you know, they know that they have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl.
And how much also, after they retire, they don't really speak out against the culture? Is it because they don't want to be seen as lame or petty for criticizing winning?
You can't win that fight. You heard, you know, some of the guys from Philadelphia saying, hey, they'd rather win one and have fun than to win three and be miserable. Like, listen, football is a tough sport. And, like, it's dog days where your body's just tired, you're fatigued. And it's the fact that your work environment is so fun, you're not getting yelled at. You see Kawhi Leonard, man, he's like, look, Pop, you ain't going to keep yelling at me like this and embarrassing me. Like, you can get rid of me. Like, that's a big part of why I took the journey that I took, you know, because I wanted to enjoy my job because, man.
The journey in terms of you signing with the Jets with Rex.
Yeah.
Because you loved playing for Rex and he made it fun.
Yeah, and even playing with Brian Billick, it was a great working environment. You know, and up there, it's North Korea.
Do you think
big up to Dennis Rodman, too. I mean.
Why is he crying?
He cries for everything. Did you see when he won the defensive a year award? He couldn't even finish. I just wanted anything. Like, he's an emotional guy, man. Like, you know, we always had this little thing on my show, and we always say, surprised that they're alive. I'm surprised this dude is still alive.
No doubt.
Like, man.
He's beating the odds.
His skin looks like,
he is
bruh,
beating the odds.
Like, Dennis, come on, man.
I've just been out for a drink in Miami and seen him stumbling around town, like falling on his face. I'm like, is that Dennis Rodman?
Man, you can't mistake that
face. But now
he's
brokering peace with North Korea. Is this happening?
Hey, big up to him, man. You know, I liked his interview yesterday. He was saying that he tried to give that same information to the other administration. You know, I mean, listen, I'm no fan of Trump, and I don't approve of some of the rhetoric that he has. But if he can pull this off, I mean, you have to give him his credit. And, you know, people on the left, people on the right, you know, you can always give somebody the credit for doing the right stuff. So, you know, they'll soak all this stuff up and the credit he gets for being able to maybe broker peace. But, bro, you can't say, okay, thank you for all that. But then when we point out something bad, then we hating.
I did not think we were going to get into the North Korea conversation here. But, see, this is why I love having you on the show, because we can do anything.
North Korea, Sith Lord. All type of things that describe Bill Belichick.
Viagra, we touched on that as well.
No doubt. No
so
doubt.
You could check out Bart Scott daily.
That was a memorable night, man. I won, and then I won.
On WFAN in New York on Sports Radio 66 with a CMB show every single afternoon. CMB with
are
Bart
we gonna,
Scott.
Are we going to announce anything?
I don't think so. Do we have
Not
to?
Not yet. But all right, yeah, we'll keep it on the wraps. We'll have a press conference.
But I will say that coming up in the fall, you and I and
that's
my
what I,
show.
What the hell are you thinking?
I'm just not going to officially announce anything, but we can tease ahead that maybe we'll be able to do this on a weekly basis on my show.
Maybe hopefully. Sir Brother Noomsy should get vacations more often so we can come kick it, man. We don't be hollering at each other like we
you
used to.
You are a legend around here as the Hood Champ.
I'm trying to be, man. Elder Barr could call in. He should be our guest on his show today. Just chime in. Just call in, Sir Brother Noomsy, wherever you at.
Follow Bart on Twitter at BartScott57. Thank you, brother.
That's it? I got to go to my other job.
You got another job. Another show.
I told you I'm Jamaican. Three jobs. You no lazy good bum.
You no good lazy bum. Damon Amendolara, DA in for Jim. When we come back here on the show, Dennis Rodman is crying. We have the audio and ask, why exactly? This is CBS Sports Radio and the CBS Sports Network.